Nolte, polls show Elizabeth Warren losing her home state Tuesday. By John Nolte on February 28, 2020. Would anything make Super Tuesday more super than Elizabeth Warren losing her home state of Massachusetts? That's a rhetorical question because the answer is obviously no. Nothing would make Super Tuesday more super than Elizabeth Warren losing her home state. Well, according to the polling coming out of Massachusetts, everyone's favorite fake Cherokee, the serial-lying Warren, is down by a few points in her home state to Jurassic Marxist, and Massachusetts goes to the polls in just 4 days. Since February 12, there have been three polls out of Massachusetts, and all three TE show Warren losing. The first two have her down by only 1 and 2 points, but the most recent one has her down by 8. The Real Clear Politics average in the poll of polls has Sanders in first place at 23.7%, a 3.7-point lead over Hiawatha, who sits at just 20 points. Mean Little Mayor Pete Buttigieg, 14.3, Burisma Joe Biden, 11.7, and Mini Mike Bloomberg, 11.3, are all trailing. The best-case scenario for Warren is that she squeaks out a win. But when you're talking about your own state, a squeaker is not a win. It's a humiliation. Just ask Marco Rubio about that. Now try to contain yourself while imagining Pocahontas losing her home state just 3 days after she's wiped out in South Carolina on Saturday, where she is currently in TE 5th place, with just 8% support. Available polling in the other Super Tuesday states is just as dismal for Warren. She's in 2nd place in delegate-rich California but still way behind Bernie, 32-16%. In Texas, she's in 3rd place with just 15% support. Bernie and Biden top her with 22.3 and 21 points, respectively. She's in 5th place in Virginia, 4th place in North Carolina, 3rd place in Minnesota, 3rd place in Utah, a distant 2nd in Colorado. How does she justify not dropping out after South Carolina, much less after Super Tuesday? She's already been humiliated in New Hampshire and Nevada with a dismal 4th place showing, and only managed a distant 3rd in Iowa. You know, one of the dirty little secrets the media don't want you to know about Pocahontas is that she is not very popular in Massachusetts. Back in 2018, Warren ran for a 2nd U.S. Senate term and won by a wide margin, 60-36%, in one of the bluest states in the country. But she got fewer votes, 1.63 million in 2018 compared to 1.7 million in 2012. After 6 years in the Senate, and in a very left-wing state, Warren was unable to grow her support. In 2018, 58% of those polled in her home state did not want her to run for president, and her approval rating is much lower than you would expect in such a deep blue area, as low as 51% as her re-election campaign heated up in 2018, with 46% wanting her out. Warren is not an appealing person, a total phony, a brazen liar, neurotic, shrill, and easily caught off guard. The people of Massachusetts know this. Democrat primary voters know this. What will it take for Warren to figure this out? Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.